T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go to Representative Benninghoff, who heads up the Republicans in the House. Busy guy. We're appreciative that he can squeeze us in today. Hey, Representative, welcome back. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia.
Our pleasure. How's everything in the great city of Philly?
Well, they got $10 million from Chicago to plaster the town with drop boxes. I'm not sure if you're aware of that and other things that I think are going to be mischief squared here. So that's why we're counting on stopping some of this. I saw a quote from you. I'm not sure of the show, Rep, but you said every option possible. And I wanted to hear what you're going to try to do against the rogue Supreme Court since we last talked.
Well, we share a lot of your same concerns on those drop boxes. And I believe some areas are even talking about having mobile drop boxes connected to a van. I think the everyday voter ought to pay attention, be contacting their county commissioners and say, what's going on here? What are you doing? I want security for my ballot. In the interim, we have filed a motion to do a stay, to try to stay that order. Unfortunately, it goes back to the same court, and we're not comfortable that we may win that, but we will also be making an appeal to the federal court. I think this is a matter of security for all electorate, and obviously security for the presidential race. And I'm hoping the federal courts will pick this up and tell its lower courts, this is ridiculous. We believe that people's ballot is a sacred thing and we should be securing it to the best of our ability and not having them driving around in a van. Lord only knows if they'll ever get submitted for counting.
I didn't even know about that one. So it's even more intense. And you know, the thing that was picked up nationally is, and we have just here from one day talking about it, Representative, 50 volunteers for Montgomery County from all over the place, and I think there'll be 100 by the time this is over, to go and take a look at the ballots, the mail-in ballots as they come through, to match up the signature with the ballot before anything is opened. And yet the Supreme Court couldn't even say, we need to do that. The legislature has spoken on this. So what can be done about that?
Well, we have tried to address it, and frankly, I think that's where the everyday citizen needs to rise up and say, you know, my signature is sacred. It's there for a reason. I have to do it to sign a check. I have to do it for a lot of different things, including being able to vote. And now you're going to just arbitrarily decide when and when not to accept a valid signature. That's the whole purpose of this, so that people have a safe, secure election system.
Okay.
You know, our county commissioners are duly elected, and they should be held accountable on this as well. We're going to petition this part in the court ruling as well.
Okay, good. While all that's going on, though, you said every option. Mark Levin, who for my money cuts to the chase better than anybody, he is a constitutional scholar of sorts, too, was on the show, we're friends, and said the U.S. Constitution, though, gives you the power right now, and I believe this is accurate, and I think it could be educational, Representative, while you're doing this other stuff, to hold a special session and to say right there in the Constitution, the legislature gets to set the rules when it comes to voting. Now, this may, and pass a resolution on that and move forward. They may reject it, they may do whatever, but at least this would be a bullhorn to the public, because I don't think they're aware to get behind us enough, other than through talk radio, about what's going on. What about that idea? Would you consider it? We'll send you the tape from Levin, et cetera. What would be the roadblock to doing that, too?
Well, we also, in addition to having to abide by the U.S. Constitution, we have our own Pennsylvania Constitution. And unfortunately, while we are actually discussing those very options, as you discussed, very intensely, we are looking the legalities of that. You know, our state constitution requires that anything that's passed out of the General Assembly, both by the House and Senate, still has to go before the governor. And unfortunately, our governor in a commonwealth like ours still has to say yes or no whether something passes. It's not as simple as Mark makes it sound on the national level, because we have our state constitution, which we all have sworn on our oath to abide and uphold.
Okay, but if you do that and he vetoes it or takes whatever action he's going to take, Representative, isn't this a golden opportunity to be educating the public? In other words, I'm not critiquing. I think you may be trying to move heaven and earth behind the scenes. We got to galvanize the public over the head of the media here.
I don't disagree with you, and that's one of the reasons why we agreed to be on your show, and we are trying to educate the public every way we can. I wish as many people would watch what goes on in the General Assembly as people assume they do, but we are trying to educate members to make sure that they're sharing in their own districts, doing these types of programs, news articles, editorials. A lot of people, sadly, don't pay attention to every single one of our votes, or they would realize that the governor has vetoed many things that we've tried to do to try to bring Pennsylvania back, try to strengthen our economy, try to get more equipment out to our public. It's a shame when we're watching businesses folding right and left because they're supposed to be operating at 25% of their capacity because the governor's vetoed every darn thing that we sent him. And we can go through these motions and send him something else. We're right now trying to make sure we get kids in school safely. People have health care equipment. We're going to be overriding the PIAA thing next. So we will take whatever actions we feel that we can get the votes to do. And frankly, we need our sister party in the chamber to support us some of these things, because an override requires a supermajority, which is 136 votes, rather than 102 to pass on a simple. I can get my 110 members rank and file to stand strong, which they have on many issues, and will continue, and they will stand strong on the override for the interscholastic stuff for our children and our parents as well.
I'm on board. It's important. Let me ask this, though. Is there anything of any kind of bigger megaphone? I'd be happy to help in any way, shape, or form. I don't know if it's a town hall. I'm just thinking out loud where what's going on here with the governor needs a more direct challenge. You guys have done a great job, in the nuts and bolts of fighting back with him. But he is just out of control. And they are determined that they are going to turn Pennsylvania over to Joe Biden. That's what it comes down to, in my view.
I think you're correct on that. So my acute answer is our work and our petitioning to the federal court is the bigger megaphone, but there's one bigger than that, and that is the everyday citizen's voice. You know, the everyday citizens have changed a lot, whether it's having interracial busing, with one individual stood up, whether people stood up to let people vote, all people vote. And frankly, this is an opportunity, I think, the general public, listening people like yourselves, they've got to start making other people on the local level who run their elections, county officials, say, hey, we're not going to tolerate this. You know, there's a reason why we vote the way we do. We shouldn't be accepting ballots that don't have dates on the outside of the envelopes, and we surely should not be accepting envelopes that the secrecy ballot is not in that secrecy envelope inside. There are a lot of things that are going to be decided on election day when three local county commissioners and the directors of their elections office are going to make decisions.
Okay, and my
oversight should be there.
Right, and I'm not going to say rebuttal. I'm just going to say this. We're in a bind here where we are. I think talking to the rest of the state, which we reach, is a fair point on your part, where they do control
Absolutely.
The commissioners. But right here, Delaware County is completely gone. Montgomery County has been gone on this. Philadelphia, we're in the depths of the Dante's Ninth Circle of Hell when it comes to this stuff. So I hear you here. It's not practical for me to lead people in a charge against the commissioners here, though. They're not going to do it. They're in on it, in other words.
Well, we are going to do our very best in the legislature to follow every legal avenue that we can to pursue this. We believe the strength is really not as much in the stay as much as we'd like to get that, but in the federal court appeal.
Okay.
And we are going to keep pushing it. And I'm going to do as you and I are trying to do right now, educate every single person. We get people calling in about this, and I say, you got to speak up. You got to call the governor's office. You got to let these people that are being paid every day by your tax dollars know that you expect a better, more safe, and consistent message on election day. And we shouldn't be waiting around for a week or a month to find
exactly.
out election results because somebody wants to extend it beyond to count ballots that may have not been filed by 8 o'clock on election night. That's wrong. That's criminal and shouldn't happen.
Listen, I know you're very busy today. You have carte blanche. You just tell Dan, your guy, who's been very, very good, when you want to come on again to give us an update, even if it's 5 minutes, we're happy to put you on anytime or tape you if you're that pressed and get the word out.
Very good. Thank you for caring enough to get the word out, and we're going to try everything we can.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.